KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the State Board of Education is speaking out about how to implement the controversial bathroom bill on May 1st. They say there was no set way for school districts to present the new law to students. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, bank rate found that half of Americans will be going on vacation this summer, and a third of them will go into debt for it. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have your usual slowdown setting in southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County from Murray to Draper. Also, hazmat crews have blocked off roads in the Holiday area, and this is 6200 South at 2300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The warm-up continues with 70s today, 80s tomorrow, then changes. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 73 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Day two of testimony in the hush money trial of Donald Trump wrapped up earlier today. It followed a hearing on prosecutors' allegations Trump violated a gag order by attacking witnesses on social media. Defense attorneys say those remarks are political speech. ABC's Aaron Kutursky says the judge hasn't ruled yet.
The hearing over whether Trump violated the gag order by posting disparaging things about witnesses, Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, has just ended with the judge reserving decision. But the hearing turned tense at one point, the judge telling Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche, you're losing all credibility with the court.
It is primary day in Pennsylvania, voters casting ballots in both Democratic and Republican state and congressional races, along with the presidential race. The Senate expected to take a full vote later today on the series of foreign funding bills passed by the House this weekend. It includes critical aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. As we just heard on ABC News, the first witness, David Pecker, was on the stand again today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Joining me live with the latest from the courtroom is ABC's Peter Haralambos, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Peter, what did David Pecker talk about today?
So David Pecker really brought the jurors behind closed doors today, explaining, starting with a 2015 Trump Tower meeting, where himself, Michael Cohen, and Donald Trump agreed that Pecker would serve as, quote, the eyes and the ears of Trump's presidential campaign, keeping an eye out for negative stories, pushing positive stories about the former president, running negative stories about his opponents. Pecker was only able to talk about the first two hush money payments, one to a Trump Tower doorman who alleged that Trump had a child out of wedlock. That story is ultimately false. And the second story, an alleged affair with a former Playboy model. Now, Pecker's set to come back to the witness stand on Thursday. Court is taking a brief recess on Wednesday.
There was a lot of talk today about the former president's social media remarks. So what did prosecutors have to say about that?
So prosecutors appeared furious at this point, saying that Trump's basically out of control when it comes to his social media, attacking witnesses, attacking jurors, bordering on witness intimidation. They went as far as say this week. So this morning during the hearing, they've laid out 10 alleged violations of the CASE's gag order. They want Trump to be held in contempt of court and fined $10,000 for all the violations. Trump's lawyers argued that this was just protected political speech, that Trump wasn't actually violating the gag order. But tensions ran high. The judge, seemingly exhausted by the defense attorney for Trump, the judge didn't ultimately make a final ruling on the case, but things are getting serious for Trump. There are now internal discussions here in New York, according to sources familiar with the matter, about what exactly to do if Trump is held in criminal contempt and he is sent to prison. What to do if he, for example, had to get sent to Rikers. Now, the penalty that Mershon is considering at this point is just penalties, financial penalties. But prosecutors want Mershon to warn Trump that if he violates the gag order again, he could face prison time.
What has the reaction been by the former president to what's happening in the courtroom?
He predictably was furious as he left court today, joking, then not really joking, that he can't really comment on the case anymore because of the gag order in the case. Trump continued to lash out against the judge, which isn't prohibited by the gag order, but probably isn't the best strategy, arguing that he's conflicted, repeating this allegation that his lawyers have made for, at this point, months that the judge should step off the case. That clearly isn't happening. And at this point, tensions are just high for the former president, where he's now facing the very real possibility of fines and a future risk of actually being sent to jail before a jury even is able to consider the charges against Trump.
Peter, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.